Well, it's Christmas time again, and we're talking about Rudolph and that TV show where he's with a band of different people, and they're trying to figure out life, and ultimately that misfit named Rudolph gets to placed in a place of prominence at the front of the sleigh of Santa. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about Hermie the Elf, and he is a misfit too. This is an elf who wants to not make toys, but ultimately wants to become a dentist. And that plays out pretty well later in the story. But early on, he's looked at as different. He's looked at as not fitting in. In fact, at one point, he sings this song. He says, "Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. You can't fire me. I quit. Seems I don't fit in." And when you think about that, there's times for each of us that we feel that way. In the translation or the paraphrase, the message, 1 Corinthians 4:10 says this, "We're the Messiah's misfits. You might be sure of yourselves, but we live in the midst of frailties and uncertainties. You might be well thought of by others, but we're mostly kicked around." That's 1 Corinthians 4, verse 10. Let me read to you from the ESV. It says, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. When you think about the Christian life, and this verse actually, Paul's being sarcastic. In context, you see him confronting the church of Corinth because they've become so proud in their righteous attitudes, how they conducted their lives. And it says in verse 8, he says, "Already you have all you want. Already you've become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men." And so in that 10th verse, when he starts saying, "We are fools," he's using sarcasm. And this time, he's mimicking their proud attitude toward him. And he rebukes him. He rebukes them for it. John Gill, in his exposition of the whole Bible in this verse, says, "We are fools for Christ's sake. They were so in the esteem of men for their close attached merit to a crucified Christ and for preaching the doctrine of salvation by him and for enduring so much reproach, affliction, and persecution for his sake and the gospels. But ye are wise in Christ." See, this is ironically said, for his meaning is not that they were truly wise in Christ, in the knowledge of faith of him, in preaching his gospel, or professing his name, but they were so in their own eyes, and they made use of such worldly wisdom and carnal policy in their profession of religion. Their ministers took care to preach, and they to profess Christ in such a manner as to retain the favor of the world and to escape reproach and persecution. We are weak in your account. Our bodily presence is weak and speech contemptible. We are men of mean capacities and abilities, nor are we able to express ourselves in that strong and masculine way with those masterly strokes of eloquence and oratory your ministers do. Or we are pressed down with infirmities and afflictions and persecutions, but ye are strong. Your ministers are men of great parts, strong voice, masculine language, and powerful oratory, and you abound in outward prosperity and are free from the persecution for the cross of Christ. Ye are honorable, high in the favor and esteem of men for your wisdom and learning, your riches and wealth, power and grandeur, but we are despised, are in dishonor and disgrace, for the mean appearance we make, the gospel we preach, and the cross we bear." And so, when you and I name the name of Christ, it's not about us having everything go well. It's not about things being great for us on this earth. It is weakness. It is, even to the world, looking like misfits. And sometimes that would mean that we don't fit in. And that's okay. That's okay. Ultimately, we know the end of the story. And it ends well in Rudolph, and that's just a fable. But in the Bible, when you look at the end of the book, it's those that called upon the name of the Lord that were written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he takes misfits, and ultimately they will reign with him. That's a pretty good future, and I'm looking forward to it.